Hey, everybody, it's Walker. I just wanted to give you a heads up that Milton has just added two new classes. So he'll be teaching a one-month session in March, beginning on March 2nd, and that will be virtual. And then directly following that, he'll be teaching a one-week intensive, in-person intensive in Berlin. So, and that will happen during the first week of April. So for all of our German actors out there, or anyone who might be passing through Berlin during the first week of April, or anyone who wants to travel to Berlin from a surrounding European country, if you are interested, if you want to register, if you just want to know more information, feel free to email me directly at questionsformilton@gmail.com. That is the email address, questionsformilton@gmail.com. Welcome to I Don't Need an Acting Class with Milton Justice.
So here's an interesting thing that happened this week. And something that I noticed about Diego and Caleb. And it was very, very subtle. Diego periodically refers to his husband. I started to read with him on audition. And it started very subtly. He said, listen, if it's too much trouble for you, my husband's happy to do it. And then, so we went through that. And then he was talking about this and talking about, you know, that and talking about this and talking about that. And then my husband this and my husband this. What was particularly interesting is Caleb, who just got a divorce, I might add, never referred to his wife as my wife. He always referred to her by her name. And I was thinking about that as I was wandering around. And the difference is, Diego is so happy to be married. I mean, for Christ's sake, they've been together for 12 years. You'd never know by looking at him that, you know, he could be that old. And they've been married for 3 years, but it's just like, this is somebody who is happy about that. Whereas Caleb, who married somebody who he'd known from high school, and they were married for 5 years, and it hit me, he was never happy being married. At any rate, okay, my point about all of this is that those are the sort of things that I think are part of our job as actors, to observe human behavior. It enriches us as actors because we see people and we begin to know people, and it makes it easier for us to play people because we are playing human beings. Does that make sense? Thank you, Diego and Caleb, for allowing me to throw your personal lives in front of the class.
Just FYI, though, he does sleep with an eye open every now and then when he fucks up. So just letting you know, it's not always a walk in the park.
Yeah. No, well, no. I'm sure marriage isn't. I wouldn't know. But it's like, you know, I find all of them fascinating. And I think that's part of what we need to do as actors. We do not have permission to be other people. We do not have permission to get on the subway and get glued to our cell phone. I used to take little videos of people, and then one of my students said, you do know somebody's going to punch you in the mouth sometime. But I mean, I have pictures every place. I have the most fabulous scene ever, ever, two people arguing. It's just like, I can't believe I have it. It's so wonderful. But do that. I mean, I've given you this assignment before. If you, without pushing, without going insane, if you just simply brought in some and said, you know, something I saw this week, And it's something that you loved. It's something that you hated. It's something that you thought was funny. Something that you thought was tragic. You know, something that was weird. And it's because you're observant. You cannot be an audience in the theater, and you cannot be an audience in life. You are not allowed. It is not one of the things that we do.
So listen, just a reminder, our sponsor, WeAudition.com, is a total full-service platform for actors, where you can find a reader, you can put yourself on tape, you can get an acting coach. It's also really cheap. You sign up for like $10 a month. However, the good news is anybody who listens to our podcast gets a 25% discount by plugging in the code acting class. Anyway, I suggest that you try it out because it's terrific.
Because we don't observe and identify what we are observing, we will play cliches. I've already abused Diego. I will not abuse him further by showing you the audition when I told him to be seductive. And he's a guy at a gun range. This is for an episode of The Rookie, which is funny because, of course, JP played a drug dealer on The Rookie. And so I recostumed him and made him wear a wife beater. Because he has very nice arms, and I thought, you know, so it's like, okay. And then I said, so the woman next to you is asking you about your gun. And so, and look, I don't expect all of you to get it. You've only been doing this a half an hour. One of the most difficult things is figuring out, what is this a scene about? It is very hard for us to keep believing that the scene is not about the words. We know it intellectually. And especially, by the way, in any of this TV stuff. Douglas and I had the fabulous, oh my God, just to break down a scene from this play coming to Broadway, The Patriot, which is based on a Russian thing. So happened I'd seen it in London. But periodically, we get to work on a play. But for the most part, we're working on, well, The Rookie was a page. Yeah, a page and a half of sides. But here's the thing. We work the same way. And Douglas, what a brilliant question. But we work the same way on a side that we do on a scene from a Clifford Odets play. We have to know what's going on. Now, the difference is, especially in television and film also, but especially in television, it's about plot. And because it's about plot, your character functions to move the plot along. So, I mean, you know, casting directors will give you a bad note, which is do it fast. And so now you have a bunch of bad actors doing everything fast. But the fact is, the character choices that you make are almost non-existent from actors. And that's the reason I said to Diego, I said something he did really badly for God. Take after take, it was painful. You know, this woman, you don't know that she's trying to figure out if one of the guns you sell was the murder weapon. You know, she's saying, so what kind of gun do you use? And your line is 44 Magnum. Is it heavy? Well, try it. Okay. But you see what I mean? The way it reads is, so what kind of gun do you use? And you think that she's asking you a question and what you're supposed to answer is 44 Magnum. Is it heavy? Well, why don't you try it? But see what I mean? If you went through the whole scene, it is dry. It is non-existent. She says, I'm thinking of getting a gun. What do you suggest? And so what you have are 20 actors coming through saying, well, a 38's good. And then she says something else. And then you say something else. And the scene is deadly. It is deadly. Unless you make a choice that you think she's hot. And so you're hitting on her. And so then you see it's something to play. Now, unfortunately for Diego, I love you, Diego. I just wanted to make that really clear, just, you know. But the problem for Diego is when I said, you think she's hot, seduce her. And so then we have to go through this whole sort of thing, trying to explain to Diego that in life he seduces everyone. In fact, fortunately, he ran it by his husband who agreed with me. So I said to him, have you ever seduced somebody at a bar? This I'm not going to tell you about. But at any rate, I said, if you're trying to seduce somebody in a bar, this is the sort of thing that you have to notice. What is the nature of seducing someone? And it's very chatty.
Could it be challenging someone?
I'd say never. Fuck anybody. Well, look, so nobody's ever seduced me, but I've watched it. And so I'd say this, no, it's not. But also, I want you all to be careful. This is really complicated stuff. You have to look at what it looks like to seduce. Right? If I had a class in person, and I'd say, okay, for the assignment is everybody in the class is going to seduce somebody else. And what I know is we would have this horrifying hour of bad acting. I mean, I just know it. I just know it. And so what does that mean? That means we're not seeing stuff. We're not looking and saying, I mean, I've watched it before. Jesus, I've watched it before. In fact, I've even watched it before and thought to myself, he doesn't have a prayer with her. And I found it amusing how hard he was working and how and you just knew that it's just like she has no interest at all. That's interesting theater. I mean, but you see what I mean? You have to watch this. You have to watch this and go home and try it. You have to watch it and figure out what is that action? What does that action look like? And that's when you begin to do it. With everybody, and by the way, I cannot say this enough. Stop working so fast. Stop making decisions so fast. The second you make a decision, you are going to go to a cliche. It's like Jameson, we have to talk about this audition of yours, but it's like Jameson. Okay, but and listen, please keep sending me stuff. This is so important. I have a tape, you're all interested. I've kind of stuck some stuff together. But it's like, it's important that we learn from each other and have questions and have things, because this is our time.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening. I Don't Need an Acting Class is hosted by Milton Justice and produced by Walker Vreeland. If you want more of the show, sign up for our bonus content on Spotify. You will get all the exclusive stuff, video episodes, plus our entire back catalog of bonus episodes. It all becomes available to you when you sign up for our subscription for just $3.99 a month. Also, check out our website, idontneedanactingclass.com. Read more about the podcast, order the book, and of course, get all the latest news about upcoming classes. Just a great way to stay in the loop about everything that we're doing.